Happy New Year, I hope. Hi, everyone. Well, we're home. Made it fine. I like it even made it a little better than going out. I felt pretty good when I got here. I think we were the only ones on that plane, that, except Marines. I don't know whether you stayed and watched it load or not, but it was completely loaded. Every seat was taken, and oh, at least 90% of them were Marines. And we made great time. We got here and took him 1 hour and 40 minutes. So that wasn't bad time coming from out there to here. And the flight was perfect. And another thing that was perfect was looked out the window and I was the last one off, of course. They let the others off first, being all bunged up. They took me off last, but I could see out the window, and who was there but Don. Don, Fern, and the kids, so I was very well pleased at that. Don was a great help to getting me. Oh, we helped me get in the baggies and getting me out to the car and in the car. And we got home here, and Don had just got home from work and time to just jump in the car and beat it out there, so they were hungry. They went out and got something to eat and brought it down to the house here and got us something for breakfast. So things worked out perfect. And we were, we're really glad to get home. I guess, after all, there's no place like home. I told Pat I'd like to say more than thanks, but I don't know what else I can say. I really enjoyed coming. I'm glad I made the trip. Well, I know I wasn't much of a much company at times. I was pretty dead-headed. Well, I just don't feel good, that's all. Just face it. But I felt better the next day after I got home than I have the last 2 days. Today I feel a little better again. I think I'm a little stronger. I feel weak. Outside of that, same old stuff. Hobble around, get from one place to another, and make it the best I can. And I want to let you know that we really enjoyed your home and your hospitality, and couldn't have been nicer to us. Or couldn't anybody have been any nicer to us than you and Pat. And Mark and Cheryl, of course, they're just kids, and we think the world of them. They're our grandchildren, and we think an awful lot of both of them. They're kids just the same as Jim and Pat used to be. Of course, I didn't know Pat as a kid, but I think I remember Jim. So kids are kids, that's all there is to it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to remember you're the parents and you've got your children to raise and you're doing a very good job of it. And there's just two things that I like better about my place than I do about yours. One of them is that it's paid for, and the other is that I can go outside and walk around and there's level ground. It isn't either uphill or down. I can go out and take a little stroll, which I have done since we got home, and I want to again today. It's nice out, it's a little nippy, I was listening at 11 o'clock and he said 47. It's been around 50 degrees. Right now there's a fair breeze blowing. It's partially cloudy and the weather report says Oh, a chance of some light snow, which we really need. I don't know as I ever saw it as dry as it is now. And the neighbors say that since we left, they just as well say no, as far as snow's concerned. Until there's been two or three little storms, that the ground would be white for until maybe noon, and it'd be all gone, and that's all. And the mountain areas got I don't know what day it is, whatever day it is. A couple of nights ago, they got between 6 and 12 inches of snow in the ski area, so that makes them pretty happy to have the snow up there. And it makes me pretty happy to have it up there. Get along down here without it. But the temperature-wise, it's just a little bit warmer out there. And yesterday was, I believe, 51. Which isn't bad for old Colorado, where it's supposed to be cold. I don't mind it at all. I didn't my trouble at all, the weather. Weather don't bother me any, wherever I'm at. If I'm not mistaken, it's the little farther from that big chair over in the corner to the bathroom at your place than it is here from my big chair to the bathroom. I make it in about 20 strides from the chair here, and there it was somewhere around 50. So you see there's quite a little difference there in when it comes to traveling. But I still say you've got a beautiful place, and the scenery is great. I can still sit there in that corner and look out and see those cars going by in the Mission Bay and the lights at night. All of that'll be, and I'll remember everything. Bo's just fine, only trouble I can see is that he's afraid we're going to go away and leave him again. I can't get a foot away from him, but what, he's right at my heels, or same way with Mother. It's just, he's just right on top of one of us all every minute. He just won't stay out of our sight. He hangs around here just like a one-year-old kid. But he's good. He had a little spell while he was gone, but no problem. Fern took care of him. Jana wants to keep him. She thinks he's a great dog. She just loved to have old Bo as her partner. She's crazy about him. Other than that, I don't know. I've had to have the plumber since we got home, and had the guy come and take care of the wash machine, and now there's when you have the water shut off, the lead-in pipe coming to the washing machine has got a slight drip, and you know this louse from the wash machine company says, no, I can't fix that. He says, that's out of my line. He says, I can't handle that kind of work. You'll have to call a plumber. Well, the plumber had probably been gone an hour doing this other work in the bathroom that I had to have done when the wash machine man showed up. So I don't know. If I could do it myself, it's just changing faucets, and Don's coming over this afternoon. I don't know whether he can do it or not. They may be so rusted on there that an awful job to get the crazy thing loose. They've been on there since we've been here. No telling how long before. But it's a funny thing, you shut it, you turn it on, and it don't leak a drop. It's just fine and dandy. But they say to keep that turned off, because if that pressure on that hose that feeds the water should happen to bust, you would have quite a mess out back there. So I don't know, I about made up my mind to, if Don can't do anything, to have the plumber come out, and if I have him put on one new faucet, I just might as well have him put on two and fix that thing so we know it's all right. And then I don't know what would go wrong next. In the bathroom, the basin back on the drain pipe in the basement was leaking. Didn't seem to be. Now, Mrs. Pelzel said she turned the water on about every day when she'd come over. She'd turn the water on and keep all the every gaskets and all that stuff soaked up, keep them soft. But there was a leak back in there. Mom went in there after using the wash basin. There's a puddle of water on the floor. She hollered at me, and I hobbled in there and discovered where it was coming from. So I called the plumber, and it was pipe was practically rotted in two right where it takes off, so he had to cut it off and put in new quart. Got that fixed now, so maybe everything's all right for a while. As long as you own property, I guess you can figure on having things to do to keep it up. I'm gonna, oh, it's 1:30 here on Sunday. I'm gonna watch Baltimore and Miami play football after a while. I guess San Francisco and Dallas are playing right now. My eyes are not too good to just sit and watch television all the time. But I thought I'd rather see the other game than this one, so I'll skip the Dallas San Francisco game. Go ahead and watch the next one. So this tape is beginning to get down kind of towards the end, and mother's over to see her friend Ruth Reed, which is sounds to me like in critical condition and has been for a long time. I can't see why something can't happen one way or the other for her, and that's what she told Mom Friday, that she just couldn't stand this pain and this way things have been going for her. Oh, well, almost as long as I, well, I guess she did go in the hospital before I did. She's been in, thought she was better and went back to work, and then she's back in again. Back home again, back in again. And when we, when Fern told us, her mother the other night, that she talked to somebody and Ruth was back in the hospital and she's so bad that they wouldn't let any, they won't let anybody in. Only my wife knows this head nurse over there, and she said she would see that she got in, not to stay over 5 minutes at a time. So she's just dodged up in the car and run over there to see her for a few minutes. And I'm sure she'll have something that she'll want to say, so I'll turn the tape over. I see it's getting pretty well toward the end here, and I'll turn it over. And when she comes home, I'll turn her loose here and let her have a few things to say anyway. So I really hope you all have a very prosperous year, and I know you'll enjoy your new house. While you still got work to do, if you own your own home, you always will have. So don't let that bother you. I know I've worked on this ever since we've owned it. There's still things to be done, but I will never do them. But so long for now, and I wouldn't promise to ever be back, but I sure hope to. I'd like to come back out there someday and stay a few days. But to come on again, I don't know that I'd impose on you quite so long. I sure hadn't intended to stay that long this time, and thought, well, we'll spend Christmas with you and go home. Which we enjoyed very much. So